I've been zeich in the past to speak at night, and I never spoke during a blackout. And that, of course, is not enough of a reason to make a shachianu. But what the heart, what my heart tells me, what we should make a shachianu, is what we saw in the past few hours. Mika Amcha Yisrael, I was moved to see Bachim sitting on the lawn in the dark, learning by the flashlight, the Aralavana. Certainly a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Maybe for that we should make a Shechianu. Maybe for that we should say Baruch HaLekeinu, Shebeyanu L'Chvaydai. You know, when you see a city that's well lit, so each light in itself doesn't add much. Adds a fraction. But if you go in some place which is total darkness, Chayshech, even a match illuminates that area in a most awesome way. I don't know what's doing in Shemayim, but I am certain that this little Lichtigkeit, the Or Shraga, the Lichtigkeit of Or Shraga is illuminating the Eibishter's dark world in more sense than one. We always add a special Lichtigkeit, but tonight the Or Shraga, the Licht Or Shraga, is something we could all proudly say, Shechianu v'kimanu, V'giyanu l'azman hazeh. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Mamorim, Amit Tehei, brings from his Groyser Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, that the Satan, the Yetzirah, doesn't, la'ichbis lo'i li'yetzirah, that a Yid should fast, a Yid could cry, a Yid could daven a whole day, that doesn't bother the Yetzirah. U'bilvad shelo yilmad, zav tehelig Chofetz Chaim. That's what the Satan can't tolerate in no way. And he shows for all the avos, the chesed of Avram, the Satan didn't shepa. The gevura of Yitzchak, the Satan led him. It was only Yaakov, the Ish, Atayr, the Yosef Olim, that the, as we know, the Malach fought with him. Rabbi Isai, Shechianu v'kimanu, that the, once again, we've seen the pe'er of the yeshiva world, our shraga, functioning in a most phenomenal way, that even in this major assault, the Yetzer Hara took away the light from us, but Baruch Hashem, the Or Torah, the Or Shraga, is illuminating so brilliantly. Asheinu Matayv Chalkeinu. When I was first asked to speak tonight, I wasn't keen about the idea, as you could imagine, but thinking of what the Chofetz Chaim writes, this is what the Eibishter wants. So let me share with you a machshava. Before I begin, I want to just say b'pemole. I see there's not too many chairs and people are standing, sitting on the floor. If anybody feels uncomfortable, please don't shterzach, leave, or make yourself comfortable. I don't want to metriach anybody in any way, chas v'shalom. So let me share with you a machshava that I think we all have to know. A while ago I met a person who obviously knew I have a sarkas with Bachram, and he asked me, tell me, what do you do with the Bachram that you know, and his words were, that you know won't make it? I asked him, what do you mean? He goes, you know, in the, there's a top 20, and then there's the 80%. How do you deal, how do you work with the 80% that won't make it? I had a terrible agmas nefesh from those words. Is there any bacha that won't make it, chas v'shalom? If the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, and the Mafia is the officer of Nosson, Perek Mam Aleph, writes Mefurish, and the Rambam paskins this, he speaks about the Keser of Torah, and he says, Keser Torah, and this is the lasting of the Rambam, is munach, is laying, is oimed, is standing, umuchan, is ready, L'chol Yisrael, to every single Yid, kol abo, kol misha reitza, yavoi v'yitol. If the Rambam says everybody can be zeichu to the Keser Torah, who could dare say there's a bacha, or there's a balabas, or there's a younger man that won't make it? The problem is, there are bachim, there are younger lights, there are balabasim on their own that think they won't make it. And I want to say a few words this evening to those that think they won't make it. In reality, it's really even for the upper 20% that are convinced, and alavai vaita, but we live in an oilam and a sayin, and there are different situations in life. I talk to both, all of you, not to be chalila another carbon of the elef nichnis echad yaita syndrome. The Medrash in Parshas Nitzavim, in Ches Gimel, speaks about the pasuk ki amitzvah azoyt. There's a certain mitzvah like nefleisi, like rechayka, like me'eva hayam. Ki karav eilecha hadava ma'oid v'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoytay. Which mitzvah, Ma'ir Rabbi, can we say characterizes this description? It's not far, it's not hard. It's not only karav eilecha, but it's v'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoytay. And the Medrash Taitz is going on the mitzvah of Torah. On Aliyah and Torah, which, as we all know, in itself needs a hezva. Is that the mitzvah that's so easy? Yidden spend their lives learning. Is that a mitzvah that we could describe as karai b'sicha? But the Medrash continues, citing the pasuk in Mishlei, and the Medrash speaks in the lashon haMedrash, hatipish hazeh nichnas lebeit haKnesset, and he sees Yidden bachem are learning, and his first question is, what's going on? Any idea, ma oimram? I don't know what's going on here. You know, when a Rebbe in the yeshiva has such a bacha, that's the Rebbe's nightmare. Like the Medrash says, he types to the pasuk, ain b'shar la'yiftach tia. He doesn't even start. He's so overwhelmed. He is so miyuyish. He won't even start. And yet, there's up the Medrash. The Rebbein Shlom talks to that quote, tippish. In America, they say that's learning disabled. And he gave us the talks to that tippish and says, no, you should know. And then the Medrash continues. There's a different Talmud. This Talmud is a bit more of a chesik. He's somewhat more motivated. And he asks a better question. And his lashon is, how do you eat heichata oiskim batayra? In other words, what we all ask, I want to shtayg, what's the secret? Dr. Medrash, very simple. Chila, you learn Megillah, which the Mefarshim type is Aleph Beis. Then you go on to the Sefer, the Nevi'im, Ksuvim, you learn Tanakh, which for some of us is already a lifetime's work. The Achatach, go to Mikra, Talmud, Halachis, Agadais, and that's it, big deal, what are you worrying about? That's Torah V'Elecha, as I said, and that's that, Kikari V'Elecha, but this Talmud is overwhelmed. Amos, I need Omet Kozai. In other words, he has the Chesed, but he sees it's too much. Dr. Medrash, don't worry, Yidla. Kikari v'ilecha, mefichah v'vavcha l'asoysa. I remember when I learned this Medrash, I couldn't understand it. To finish this, is it really possible? And what is the Eivishta saying? This is the Eivishta kaviyachal accusing. What's the problem? Kikari v'ilecha. Lahab, when you're in high school and the teacher says, the final's going to have 400 pages. And you say, but how could I do it? Just study. That's called Nichumen Shel Hazel. I can't study 400 pages. And Kleima, the Medrash of saying, Gila, Tyre, Nevi, and Ksuv, Malach, is Agad, is Alang, etc. And the Mepharshim and Taka wonder. But then the Medrash continues. I think it's even a bigger plea. Lamaha Dabadayma. Someone walks in and he sees there's a kicker, a piece of bread, in a very, very high position. And he can't reach it. Dr. Medrash, I can't reach it. The tippish says, Mi Yachal Aviyah, I can't get to it. That's it, it's out of reach. The Chacham, the Pikeach, Loi Echot Talai, someone hung it up there. It didn't come there from itself. So if someone could put it up there, apparently he could reach. I could also reach. And that's up the Medrash. The Tippish gives up of learning. But the Bikeach says, all I have to do is learn Perik Echad B'chol Yom and I'll finish. Zok the Medrash, and that, on this muscle, the Eivishta turns to the Yid and said, Yidala, what are you worried about? Le Neflaith Tehi. The problem is, Te'ein Hata Oistik Bo. Hevi Mitzvah Hazoyt, Beficha B'vav Cholasoyt. It's your fault. Reklachi. The Eivishta accuses us with this muscle. What's the nimsa? The muscle I can understand. Do you know what it is to learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Do you know the Goyen? I couldn't look it up this evening for sure, but I think in the Agamah the Safra that Yosef Chaim Volozhin writes, the Goyen spent 12 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, 3 months harming on one Mishnah. And the Medrash says, what's the big deal? If someone could put it up, then you could take it down. How does that answer the question that we are all often plagued with? And the Medrash is not only in the Sovim, the Medrash is in Vayikra, Yotes Beis, on the similar pasuk with a similar muscle. And there the Medrash is even more elaborate. There are Shleisa Prakim in Ezekiel, Shleisa Prakim in Kalim. You ever learn Kalim? You know what an Avoida is? And it's no big deal, Zok the Medrash. But then the Medrash adds something which I think is Meratzeniger. Muscle, the traskel, which is a sal, a basket knocker, there's a basket with holes in it. Sesacha bala of payalim amlaisai. Someone hired workers to fill the basket with water. Now anybody with seichel knows, a basket with water will not retain the water. Dr. Medjus, listen to Lashon HaMedjus, Misha Tipeis, who's a Tipeis Oimer, Mani Mail, what am I going to do this for? This is futile. It won't retain the water. Machzer zu might be bezu. But the pikeach, mahu oima, v'loi tchar kol chavis v'chavis ani noito, whatever I feel I get paid for. It spills out, that's not my problem. It's almost irrational. What are you getting paid for spilling water onto the ground? Zof the medrash kach, the tibbish in learning gives up, because he knows he's going to forget. But the pikeach mahu oimes of the medjus, v'loi tchar yegiyat adish baruch hu noisim, I have to do mine. What will remain, that's not my problem. I, like Lashon and medjus, v'loi tchar yegiyat adish baruch hu noisim, my seichel, that's tipshit. What kind of work is that if nothing's going to remain? And yet the medjus says, on this the Eivishta has a taina. And both medrashim types the pasuk that Torah is v'sticha b'lvot chol ha'seichel. How do we understand this? I remember Avraham Zichron Levrach once told a story. This gadol came after steiging and growing for years. He's a very old man. He visited his hometown where he's born. So he came, he said a drasha, he stayed there a few days. One day he's sitting and learning, and an old man, his age, comes, looks at him, sees him learning, and jumps up and says, Ich hab dir gesagt, ich hab dir gesagt, I told you. The gadol didn't have any idea what he's talking about. He says, what do you mean? So don't you remember me? I was together with you in Chedi, remember? Yeah, I told him his name. Somebody. Remember I told you, remember Pam said it, with them ASIC, with this business learning, you never finish. Don't start it. Here I am, it's 60 years later, and I caught you, you're still learning. I told you you're never going to finish. The big azog, he said. Pam was saying that the asogis of Torah, the breitkeit, the reichkeit, the Torah that mamish aruka meyeret misa. And that's the emes for the guy in 3 months on a Mishnah. When kumt the medjus, kumt the avis kavayachol, karay veilecha, to every, and not only for a yid, not only for an eloi, for the tifei. Rabbi say there's a meyerdika medjus, there's a meyerdika musa haskel in this medjus. And daik v'tiskach, every kasha is gebayt on the same toyer. You know, sometimes I think back to something I think we should all think about, to a an incident that happened always stays in my mind. Maybe you might have forgotten it, but I think the message is very, very penetrating. Close to 10 years ago, 9.5 years ago, there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the Yiddish community. There was a girl, Neva, from Borough Park, who went on a hike, or went on a trip, and she got lost. And those few days, there was such an amazing Kiddush Hashem. Yidden closed their business, closed their stores, even B'nai Yeshiva closed the Gemaras, and the old man looking for the lost girl in the woods of Connecticut. I remember then they said that a Goyish reporter interviewed one of these people and says, "Are you people crazy? What are you doing? One girl you don't even know, a young girl, she's lost, and the whole community stops? What is this? She's not a famous rabbi. She's a plain old girl, a young, I think she was 9 years old. A guy doesn't understand what we know, what a nefesh yachas is, and that nefesh yachas, the world was created b'shvila nivra olam. And that's the right answer," Rabbi said. But this person that answered, his answer was ganz fine. We're not looking for just a 9-year-old girl. There's a future. There's a brilliant future that lies within this girl. She'll get older, she'll have children and grandchildren, a legacy that she's beginning. That everybody understands. That a future that's squandered and wasted is a chaval she'ein dugmasa. And it's worth stopping and looking for a potential, for a future, for a brilliant future. And then sometimes I think, do we ever stop and look for our future? For our brilliant potential that the Eibishter benched us with? We don't have to go running. We have to look within ourselves. The shlichus that the Eibishter gave us, and like the Medrash and the Shalach Taishes, there's nobody that's covered like by the Eibishter like the one that fulfills his shlichus. Do we ever stop and look within our neshama and see how we're fulfilling our shlichus? To scratch off the surface of mitzvah anashim melumada and look in and see, am I doing as much as I could do? The Lashon in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Daled, speaks about the inyan of Baltaskis. B'shas a karsin et ha'ilon, when someone cuts down a fruit tree, a fruit-bearing tree, shu'ayis ha'peiri, ha'kayol yaitse misayfa oylem atsayfa. It's such a geshrei, it's such a gevein, when they cut down a fruit tree. Ma'arash, what's the big deal? Libi oymi the hergish is, even a tree has potential. Even a tree is like the Banavi Yeshaya Taitis, Kalanikra Bishmi, Lichvaidi Barasiv, Yatsarsiv Afa Sisiv. You have a mission to provide payers for a Bentaira, for a Laimataira. Everything, everybody, Daimim Semech, has a future. Wasted Yecholis, wasted ability, is a Gevein that goes Misaifa Oilam Viatsaifa. And then it hit me, Gevalv, Gevalv. If a tree causes such a gevein in Shemayim, and how about the wasted potential of a Ben Yeshiva, the prach, the sheinkeit, the pe'er of the Eibishter's veld? When that's wasted, how loud is the cry and how piercing is the gevein when an other makes a sada, allows its potential to get lost? Do we ever stop and look for our potential? God once said, you see over there, and he pointed in Beis Medrash, Poi Nitman Adam Gadol. And Beis Medrash, you bury people? He goes, no. There's a bocher there, wasting his life. There's a Gadol that could be within him. Poi Nitman, he's sitting and schmoozing. That's where that Gadol was buried. Do we ever stop and look within ourselves? If we're Khalil, one of the Poinitman, the Maral writes the Lashon, Ri'isi Bonim, Asher Libam Pasuach, Kepitchei Shel Ulam. which is the lesson Chazal say about Rabbi Kiva. I've seen Bnei Torah that have remarkable ability. The Achrisam never, and nothing remains of them. Zok the Maral, and you can hear the pain in his voice. And they become regular Mayoret. Zok the Maral with so much pain and so much kivain. Chai Hashem Tzvotais, I swear with Shem Malchus. Im Ein Ru'uyin Likroya Alzeh, Kisei Petoirish Shenisra. Isn't it a Sefer Torah Shenisra when there's a Godel v'Yisrael that's wasted? Do we ever stop and look within ourselves? We have our Yecholus. And Mayer Rabbeisi, that's the message of this Medrash. And that's why I think this Medrash is so important. And I heard from a well-known mechanach, he told me he once had to speak by a yeshiva graduation. There was, I think, over 150 graduates. He was asked to give out the awards for the honor students, the best marks, the scholastic excellence, the different prizes. He told me, I said something, I got myself in a lot of trouble. What do you think? What did you do? Well, first I did what I was supposed to do. I spoke about the honorees and how proud we are. And then he said, I turned to the student sitting in front of me, the Talmidim, and on behalf of all the Mechanchim and all the Menayalim and all the Rabbeim, I want to ask you for Mechila. I want to ask you for Mechila that we didn't give you recognition, that we're not giving you an award. There are so many here, he said, that did 100% of their ability, that fulfilled their potential, but they weren't the greatest Bali Kishrein. And the marks reflected that. They were got 80s and 70s and perhaps 85. And I want to ask you, Mechila, on behalf of all the Mechanchim, why we don't give you recognition, he said. You deserve it also. I don't know if I would have the courage to say that in that setting. And I certainly wouldn't point a guilty finger on a yeshiva. That's the way the moizes work. But Meir Rabbeisa, he's 100% right. Because if that's the way the moizes work, that's the way it has to be. But there's one moize that doesn't work this way. There's one moize that the 80 student and the 70 student, and maybe even the 60 student, is Maila Maila. And that's the Abishtiv world. And that's the Abishtiv Moisid. And that, I believe, is the pshat in this Medrash. Rabbeinu Yoyne wrote, Tzedakah Yamavel B'Kesefa, Sharei Avoida Kishmoy Came Hu. It's the Rabbeinu Yoyne's advice to someone that embarks on the Sharei Avoida. And he begins with words that are so enticing, it's just amazing. You know where Rabbeinu Yoyne was? His Tzitzkis, his Kedusha. And he starts off HaPesach HaRishon, the first step as you enter the Sharei Avoda, which Rabbeinu Yoyin is telling us the secret, the Aleph of Steiging. Zok Rabbeinu Yoyin, Tayeda HaIsh HaOyvei Erech Atzmoy. The first step in Avodas Hashem, you have to know your self-worth. You have to know what you are. And he continues, V'yakir Malosai. And you have to know his milus. And as if that's not enough, ugdulasai, v'chasevusai, v'chibosam, etlaboyis barachtimai. Do you hear what Rabbeinu Yoyin is mechayev, each and every one of you sitting here tonight? To know your chesivus, your chavivus, your gedula by the Borei Olam. And I have no doubt that 70% of you sitting here can't understand what he's talking about. I'm not the one that gives chaburis. I'm not the tremendous kishon. To whom is he talking to? To whom is he describing this glowing picture? Not me. But Rabbeinu Yoyin knew better. There are probably balabatim that would hear this, and they might think the same. My chiba, my chesivus, My brother, I can understand. He gives the daf yomi. I barely have the daf yomi. What's my chassidus? My cousin, he's an askin. He has the chush. I don't have that ability. My neighbor's a gevir, and he's constantly giving tzedakah. I barely have ends meet. Who is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? But you know, Rabbeinu Yonah goes further. He's up to Rabbeinu Yonah, and he's not finished. Zaptei Beinu Yoina. First, he explains why we have to know that, because if you know what we're chashiv, we don't do things we shouldn't. But that's not his point. And then he continues. He continues talking to the 70% of the people that have no idea what he's talking about. And he says something, even a more bold statement. V'chein ish ha'oived yistadel tamid lahastik ertai ve'erach tzadikim v'chassidim. This is Rabbeinu Yoina, the Gedolei Rishonim. You that considers yourself from the Pachashev of Chusim, you have to do the Erech Tzadikim v'chassidim, ma'losam chassivusam v'chibosam v'fnei Hashem Yisboyah. Yes, you younger man that learned Kailo 5 years and you don't think you did anything yet, you're not getting any place in life, you have to know your Erech Tzadikim v'chassidim. And if you have any doubts, he continues, and again, this is the recent Alashim. The Yavin, the Yaskil, the Yeda. A triple emphasis. Ki Yuchal Ahasik Malosam Chasivusam Vichibasam. This is not wishful thinking. This is Rabbeinu Yoina saying again, Yavin, the Yaskil, the Yeda, that you could reach the Erech HaTzadikim VaChasidim. What's that? Then you see the greatness of Rabbeinu Yonah. You see the lumdus that he put into a few words. The secret is simple, Yidala. Kasiyavoy kamoisam kol yemei chayav v'itoisav u'sha'oisav rugoyav kifi koichoy v'hasagosav. You have to use your koichoy. Your hasagos. But how does that explain it? You're talking about the Rabbeinu Yonah's tzaddikim and chassidim. I could reach the tzaddikim and chassidim. Zot Rabbeinu Yonah, and again you see the goyness in these words. Ki atel yizbarach eini mevakesh mitnei adam ki im lefi koicham. The Eibishter wants you to be you, and if you will fulfill your potential, then you're the chaver of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, how did that make me like the Avais, the Chassidim Rishonim? Dam ha'Avais le'avdu ki im lefi koicham v'hasagosam. What a gevaldig of lumdus of that. Now, I once said this before I saw Rabbeinu Yonah. I once said, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's godliness? He'll start making me a list. He spoke to the Shechina Pe'al Be'er, and he was in Shemayim, and everything, a whole list. That's not Moshe's godliness. Because if Moshe could have done one more good thing, and he didn't do it, he wasn't Moshe. Moshe's godless was not that he spoke to the Shechina and he went into Shemayim and he gave the Torah. Moshe's godless was that he fulfilled his potential to the fullest. And I said that's the pshat in the Rambam, the Moedik Shver Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam speaks about the Chira. And the Rambam said, "Yisus ala kol adam, royu liay tzadik k'moishe Rabbeinu." Lashon of a Rambam. To us, that's almost clear. One of the animaimens is no one can be a Moishe. In Yerideya, Shteit Halach and Reish Membeis, Tivchos, that no one can be Moishe Rabbeinu. In Kum the Rambam is that breitai, Yisus ala kol adam, l'suna to be a Moishe Rabbeinu. But the pshat in the Rambam, Rabbi Say, is Moshe's godless was not that he did this and this, is that he fulfilled his potential. And if a person, a bachur, a balabas, fulfills his potential, that's also a Moshe Rabbeinu. And later I found Rabbi Chanan in the Kovei Tzaharis, in the Biuri HaGodesh, the end of Siman Zayin, says this much more barich, as Ayin Sham, the Timtanacha. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. not only to be Chassidim HaRishonim, but the Rambam passes to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, if like the secret is to see Koichai Vasagosai. And then Rabbeinu Yoina concludes that little stickle. And listen to the most amazing proof that Rabbeinu Yoina marshals for his Yisoid. How could it be? How could I say every person could reach the Erech HaTzadik of a Chassidim? To my shenem, it's a beferish of pasuk of Rabbeinu Yoina. Ki karav eilecha hadova ma'oid beficha ubevodcha laseif. That's the secret. That's the secret that everybody could be the reach the gedula and the chib and the chassidus. It's beficha ubevodcha. Maybe you can't be a chavrusa, and certainly you can't be a Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be yourself. And that is the fi cha daika bilvav cha. Rabbi Yochum used to say the most important maisa in the ganze Musa movement was the famous story of Naftali. Amsterdam turned to his illustrious Rebbe, we saw Solanta. The Rebbe, if I had the heart of the Sadhisar Shavoida, if I had the cup of the Shagisari, if I had the meters of the Rebbe, I would be something. But look what I am, Rebbe. But the soul told him, nay, 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 Naftali. Do mit dein cup, mit dein heart, mit dein kishrin. That's, I think, the ficha uduvavcha. Mit dein heart, mit dein kishrin, with all your problems, with all your manias. Remember the Rambam paskins like this. And the Rebbeinu Yoina is mechay of this. And the Eidishtin that magistrates are right. Why are you being a tippish? The ficha b'lvav chalasoysoy. And I once made a whole list. Now it's hard to read these. But the Rebbeinu Yoina, in that same Shari Avoida, in Ois Mem Gimel, and his mamish, the lush in his plea and his gavos, he says, Avoidas Hashem is different. Anybody could do it. It's not like an Avoidas HaMelech, you have to have protection. And his lashon is ein yisrael be avoidus hashabayis baruch laosim min haani v'loy giba min hatipis v'loy chacham min hatipis. In Ois Mem Hei again he says b'chein in the avoid ache avoidus yasa adam kifik koichay v'asoges yaday v'yia b'maylim ha'oivdim b'shleimu. Ois Mem Vav again yad kol adam shavav avoidus hashabayis baruch. And everybody could reach Ad Kitzei Ha'el Yoin Sheba Avoida. It's all the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina. I once made a list. Ayin, the Arzarua in Hilchos Krishna, Simin Vav, writes before someone that does all his Koichos, even if he doesn't reach much, Nois like Ha'oisei Shetarach Kamoisei. Ad Toysik Acher, the Mishnevura in Simin Aleph. And that's where it belongs. It's the Pesach, it's the Shar and Avodas Olekim, the beginning of Daat Chalkis Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Aleph is taught your days right. Ki at kol toli v'fnei Hashem Yisbarach, im oisek kol asher b'koy chay lasay. The Ikki is a person does b'fiv u'b'lvavay v'ful erken. Isn't that Shar in the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Ovei, the end of the second period, lo yalecha hamulocha ligmar. And Re'eza Pella, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Zelda Rabbeinu Yoina, on that Mishnah Taitis, Shalei Tala, Lei Sala Al Daitcha, Eineni Rechav Leiv, Lei Ucha Ligomra. I don't have a head for this. I'm not cut out for this. Uma Yisran Ba'amoli, Uma Oyo B'Yigiyosi, I'm not going to be there, B'Kiveiga. Shalei Olecha Ligomra, Ela Achase B'Toyra Ata Omel, Kiyamta Mitzvah Barach. You know what the Rebbeinu Yoina, you know what the Mishnah is saying? Yidala, do mit dein kop, mit dein heart, mit dein kishrin, with all the arum and arum that think that you're not going to make it, you are going to make it. Because by Alecha hamlocha ligmar. But the emes is, does this need a raya? So isn't that shot in the others there of Nasi? That we mention in Perek Mem Aleph, and his lashon is even more than what the Rambam quotes. Schleusig ist Säure im Heim. Kester Teure, Kester Kuhne, Kester Malchus. Sagt die Arbeit, Abnass und Kester Kuhne. If you give all the Kester the Zav, you can get it. Kester Malchus is the same. Aber Kester Teure ain't a case. So what is Kester Teure? How would we define Kester Teure as the Arbeit, Abnass and promises for every single person? Sagt die Arbeit, Abnass in three words. Amola shel Teure. You don't need kesef, you don't need zav, it's a melech. Kol ha'roitza lito yavi v'lito shenema, and he quotes the pasuk hay kol tzamo l'chul amoyim. That's what we need, Rabbi Yisrael. If we see a phenomenon, a painful phenomenon of elef nichnis echad yoitza, because they don't know that Kester Torah is one and only one definition, Amola Shel Torah. And as we saw from Medrashim, from Rishonim, from Poiskim, the Yikki is, I have to put it in one line, to paraphrase the Lashon of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Yudzayin, Ein Hadova Toli Elabi, Mit Mein Grover Hart, Mit Mein Tzreya Kishin, it's still the pasuk, it's still Kaviyachal the Avista turning to us, the Ahava, and saying. It's the Chacham, it's the Tipis, like the Ben Yonah spells out. Every person, every single person, has the ability to be the Chosiv and the Chavah by the Avista. And that, I think, is a pshat in the Medrash. A person has a taina, he's a tippet. He can't even understand how he could do so much. And yet the Eibishter says, how do we explain that? Because by the Eibishter there's a different set of rules. The Yikki is, like the Avodah Nosin says, Amola Shel Torah. Well, like the Medrash is Lashon, there's a Tchar Yagia. I won't finish. That's what the Mishnah is warning us. Don't worry about finish. Ve'olech ha'mlocha l'gmar. You know what the Medrash is teaching us? Maybe you won't get the 100. Maybe you won't say the Sarfta Chaburis. And maybe you won't be the pride and joy of your parents. Or maybe you won't be the pride and joy of your mechanchim, but you will be the pride and joy by the Eibishter. Because the Ben Yonah said it over and over. You have the ability to be, you have the chiba and the chesivas, ki echad atzadikim achasidim. And on you, the Rambam paskin, the shus is mesuna to be the Gemayshir Rabbeinu. And that's the pshat on the Medrash. And that's why the Medrash says a simple Eisa. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. Halavai, you'll finish. And if you don't finish, Le'olecha Amalacha Ligmar. You know, Rav Dessler writes something, which I guess you can understand much better today. In Chelik Hay, on the 264, and the reading is lost. Hachoysiv Lassos is someone's life's ambition is to do, to accomplish. Mutav is good. Hachoysiv Ligmar Malachtoi, he wants to finish. But Rav Dessler is an apikoyrus. Apikoyrus? And he says, Ton, nisht of ton. Of us, why? Loyalecha hamulacha ligmar. You are tachlis, avoidus Hashem, is omel. Nefesh omel omlaloi. You know what he's saying? Because no one can finish. We have a Torah that's a rukim yeretz mi the rechavim in yom. If you're going to try to finish, you won't continue. You'll come to the inevitable years that you'll be throwing your eyes in the mikhtav and mitzvah zayin. Ein lo chamach lo kimoy hayir. And I beside the medrash is masik mitvash. It's true you have to study 500 pages for limud chayil, and just to say just study is nichumen shel hevel. But by the Chochmas Elokis, the deciding factor is Tchar Yegiyah, Nefesh Omer, Le'alecha Hamlocha Ligmar. And that's what the Eibishter wants from us. It's true, 30 Perachim in Ezekiel, 30 Perachim in Kalim, the Goyim spent 3 months, the Goyim was the genius par excellence. And what's the beef with me? And the measure of the Taina on me, God? That is Rabbeisai. The muscle, I think, is so beautiful. Because the person knows the Grois Tair is, when the Tief Tair is, he'll know that no one could finish. And no one could be Zaycha, the Seichel Alekis, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Zaloshin, the Mirab Senigra, Taira Anoichi, Ano Anafshi, Kasivis Yehovah. Every word Taira is the Nefesh Alekis. Can a bust of the dumb be Zaycha to Taira? But the answer, the only answer, like Chazal type, Yagasa Umatzasa, with all your Yagiyas, it's a Metziah, it's a Matonim in Hashemayim. Oy Bazoy, the muscle is so perfect. Who put it up there? Who gave us as a Torah with such a Seichel, with such a Chochma Adain Tzoy? The Eibishter. The Eibishter that gave it us could be Mizaka to us with Kinyan HaTorah. Just like you see it, the piece of bread. The point is, if someone would want to put it up, to take it down. The Eibishter that gave us this Torah promises us, Yagato Matzasa, I'll give you the Metziah. So the muscle is mamish, the chizik that we need. You do yours. Habolataya Messiah, Noish. Rabbi say, does anybody in this world know the full extent of Messiah, Noish? I was zoich to be in Ramesh Feinstein's house. There's a picture on the wall of a yid I never saw before. I asked him, who's that? Ramesh is that one of his rebellion? A Pesach Christian. Okay, Ramesh is, as you imagine, Ramesh is the genius, the growing arts, and his rebbe must have been Yisraeli. There's a sefer they printed not long ago. Shiur a Pesach. In the Agdama they say a story there. If I'm not mistaken, I couldn't check it up today. It's Kefi or Edis of Rav Chaim Briska. Rav Chaim was sent to tell this story. This Rav Pesach didn't have the greatest head. And he wasn't the Rosh Hashiva. He was in the yeshiva, I think, in a bit of administrative work. The Bochum were talking and learning, and he was epizastic, he said a svar. And I don't know why the Bochum started laughing. It must have been that funny. He put his head down and he started crying and crying. He said, "We'll learn, and I want to learn," which is really the lave, his heart that beat, that his whole life felt that way. But this was the last straw that just knocked him out. And then he fell asleep from his tzara. And he came to him and called him, "Now you're going to have to this night." And he started giving to him. He started became the Rosh Hashiva, the Kogrin. And one of his Talmidim are Moshe Feinstein. No scientist, no Goyish Shechachem could explain that. But that's the unimaginable bracha of Yagata Umatzasa. That's the unimaginable bracha of the Fichol Duvav Cholasoysoy. And the Medrash in Vayikra, that muscle is also so illuminating. You think with all your Yegiya, with all your Haravanya, can Tziyefa stain? The Iki is the Tzchai Yegiya. The Iki is the Brach of Yegiya. Yagata Umatzasa. So what are you making Hezbainis? That tips it. The Keser Torah, like the Abdurasa said, is synonymous with one and only one thing, Amalei Shel Torah. Sometimes I guess we all have this dream. If only we could have episode thoughts, something that could help people lift them out of their frustrations, lift them out of the struggles and the nisyonis and the depression that often overtake people. If only we had the secret formula that could help in a yeshiva, balabas, If only we had the secret formula that could help in a yeshiva, balabatim, kerlingalite. If we only had one yediyah that could be the secret, that sama chayim, that we could help people. Now, boys, say this is the one yediyah. This is the one yediyah that we all need. This is the sama chayim that will breathe a new life into every single person. Every person, every single person, every bacha that's here and that's not here, and every balabas and every younger man that's here and not here, has the ability to succeed. And to someone says, what are you going to do with the 70% that won't make it? That's kvira. Because the Abis is up, kikari v'lecha adava ma'oi. Every person has the ability to be the one that fits that glorious picture of Beinu Yoina so eloquently paints. To be the Erech Tzadikim Chasidim Malosam Chasivusam Ahavosam Vifnei Hashem Yisbarach. Remember, that's what the Chazal, the Rishonim, we showed it from throughout till the Pesik Achron. A person can't be like his chavrusa, and maybe he'll never be like his brother, but he'll be what the Eibishter wants him to be. And nobody should dare think, I won't make it. Because you have to see your tat in Himmel saying, Yid, you're making a mistake. Look at the medjus, I have a tain on you. It's not only it's not far from you, the fichol b'vav kol asoysoy. This whole magnificent picture that starts from the pasuk with the magistrate ben Yoina, the Arzarua, the Mishnah Avos, is for every single one of us. If only people understood this. If only people believed this, which is really the basis of our emunah. Doesn't the Gemara say in Avodah Zarah in Kadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tzunyan b'yaisa? Is it shaykh that there's a person that won't be able to succeed? So the Shirim once asked, we say in Davin Yom Narayim, and stories the high point, a very emotional moment. Adam Yisoydei Me'afa V'soyfei La'afa. Inevitably, invariably, a person cries, oh, look at that, what a tragedy. Fred the Chedush Arim V'sveinti. What's the tragedy? If you tell me, Adam, you say that from gold and ends up in the offer, that's terrible. But he starts that off and he ends up offer, no loss, what's the big deal? What's maintenance? So, you know why we cry? You know why there's a terrible divine? Because it's Adam, you say they may offer, but it could have been Seifei gold. Of them vain Zayid, because he knows there's a Seifei goal that's waiting for him. If too often we see the Seifei Le'afa Rachman of Islam, it's because we don't see this message of the Megid. We don't internalize the message of the Megid. But more importantly, if you want to see the Seifei goal within ourselves, if you want to see that future, the way the Maharal explains, and the Maharal paints that picture, Ru'uyim Mikabel Tola Tayra Kula. Is this your sight? Every person, I don't know how to say it in different words, every person has the way what the Rabbeinu Yoina promises. Rav Volban, the Ali Shur, Chaylagalah of the Kufstan Machtes, quotes what his Rebbe Rabbi Yeruchim would often say. Oilei liyadam, it's a terrible thing that a person doesn't know his chesayim, because he won't be able to fix them. Aval oivei liyadam, he said. Much, much worse, more tragic. Liyadam she'ena makya maloysav. Much worse if a person is oblivious of his chesayim is the one that's unaware of his milus. Ki hein afilu He can't begin. He's like an electrician without his tools. He's like a plumber without his tools. How many people are wondering tonight, is he talking to me? I'm not the big Eloy. I have problems with my home. I have a health problem. I have a problem. I can't go on. What's my Kli Avodasai? You know what your Kli Avodasai is? You could be the one, the chavid and the chassid by the Eibishter, because you have the ability to be you. Person makes a chesed amol. I tried, I learned, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, and what am I now? You know what you are now? You're exactly what the Eibishter wants you to be. If you use your koiches, if you fulfill your potential. People often come, they want chizuk, they find it hard. Rav Moshe Schwab, the Yeshiva in Gate, said, writes in the Sefer Chayla Gimel, he once was very tzibrach, and he turned to his Rebbe, Rabbi Chanan, I need chizuk. So Rabbi Chanan, as we know, spoke very little. So Rabbi Chanan told him, the Eibishter, Vilnis von Amen, and I'll read you the lesson, he writes, Yoyse me'ei koichai umoichai. The Eibishter only wants your koyach and your moyach. He waited to hear the rest of the smooth, and that was it. He says, Rebbe, no, but I need more. So the Chana said the same exact words. The Eibishter only wants your koyach and your moyach. Rebbe Chanan wasn't tired of severity. He wasn't stingy on another word. But Rebbe Chanan, with his grace of Chachma, tightened up the whole Medrash and the Beinu Yoina in that line. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh mi Adam yoyse me'eis koichai umoichai. And that's the true chavid by the Eibishter. And that's why the Rambam says that we're supposed to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Your koyach and your moyach. That's the if only people would really live with this. A person learns and learns and does everything they tell him to do, and he wakes up and he makes a cheshbon. What am I doing? Where am I? You're doing what the Eibishter wants from you. Disciple in Chayal Eilam, Chelik Beis, Perikid Beis. He says it in a simple way, but that's really what the Medrash is saying. People Bochum have Nisyonis, and they have Masberim, they have the depression. And its solution is simple. Kol daf gemara shalomad v'yaga hu kinyin v'atzlacha. Kol taisa shahavin hu kinyin v'atzlacha. That's what you have to understand. If you use your fullest potential, that's the chav and the chosiv. And Avadi, you have to understand what the meg would be. The obvious implication of Rabbeinu Yoina and the others, the better head has more of a slichus. And has more of a tzchaivus. So Salanta, a Goyan Otzim, one of the most brilliant minds of his Zohar, he once said a pshat in a Rambam that was outstanding, and he chalish. So when he revived, he said, I just realized, if I had this, if I had the kishin of 1,000 people begging among me, why didn't I produce for 1,000 people? That's also part of this message. Kipikoichai v'asagosa. Someone thinks he's doing, I'm better than the rest. Part of the message is you have to do your slichus, fulfill your potential. And I must tell you, I hope you understand what I'm going to tell you this evening. As important as this yesod was, today in this zohar it's so much more important. Today we live in a Olam HaSeker. One of the manifestations of it, it's a door of titles. It's a door of advertisement. Public relations and the whole idea of advertisement and posters and all of this gives the person, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, but the sakana is there, that's the true godless. If I see his name hanging on all the bulletin boards and all the light poles, and if I see his name on a chayz, and he gives us the papers, he's doing this, he's giving a shiur, oh, that's an epiphany. We live in a naris tador that have confused titles with godless. We live in an olam ha-seker that true godless is measured by how many times your name is printed all over. And you know what it does to a person? He learns and learns, and he runs every Friday to the mikveh early to check the bulletin board. No, it's not. It didn't happen. And I'm going to ask you a question. Let's say the bacha that learns Torah is small, and his goal in life is what the Eibishter, like the pasuk says, Mo Hashem Zayisimcha Hatznei Lechas Im Hashem Olitzah. What's with the person that his whole suki is to learn Torah L'Shem Torah, and he shouldn't be a Mefursim? He's not a Mutzvah. What's with the Chazinish that till he was Be'erach 50 years old, no one knew who he was? They say a story, he warns the Rav, he asked him, please do something, the Rav is amazing, do something, say something. So he said very nicely, if you tell anybody today, tomorrow I won't be here anymore, I'm moving. What's with the Yid that learns Torah L'Shem Torah? Today's Dor Liza, he doesn't play a very important role. That's a satana. Or maybe better yet, maybe the person that's learning and is not even holding by Epinazelech HaMadregis, he's breaking his head on a tithes and he's working so hard. He's not a chazinist that has to hide something. He has never nothing to hide, but he's working as hard as possible. What Muslim, what role does he play in this world? I know the answer, Nebuch. And that's why we see so many tzaras in Bnei Torah. But I want to tell you how the Eibishter's Moisir operates. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yoram HaDeis, says a very astonishing story. Rabbi Yosef Cholesh, he got sick. In the Rashi says he's Paruch, Rashi and Tzachim says he's Paruch in the Shmasai. He died and he came back. I said, that's the Gemara. When he came back, his father asked him, tell me, you were in Yenevel, tell me, what'd you see? So he says, I don't know how to make it out. Olam Hafecha Isi. I saw a very topsy-turvy world in the Olam HaEmes. Supposed to be in Olam HaEmes. I didn't get that impression. El Yoinim Lamata, the Tachtainim Lamayla. Rashi explains, and others are saying more about Isis, what we think in this world are the greatest of Yidin, loved us, but that's the end of it. And these people in this world that are close, the nobodies, the simple Yidin, they are Mayla Moylan Yenevel. What do I do, Tata? This is the I saw an Oylam half of Father says, Oy, my kid. Oy, Asu Gutkizen. Oy, did you see Oylam Borer Isa? What's that? So the Mabit in the Abdoma to Sefer Beis Elikim. I mean, the Stipler writes this, the Rav Dessler writes this, the Chazon Yecheskel, the Ramsky writes this, but Mabit was many hundred years before them. Zot the Mabit Poshipsat. And his lesson I want you to understand, and Befrat in this Oilam HaSheker. Ki kol is, ki vi koichoi v'achanosoi chayiv lesik b'toyeh, al yechza hamozit. The Ikka is those words to Kikoyche Rachanose. And he gives them also. Let's say a person gives a dinner for Tzedakah. To give all the Tzedakah. You know why? Because that's one-fifth of his possession. He's not giving mice, he's giving a chaymus. How about if his neighbor gives the same dinner? We'll say, well, they're equal. Dr. Mabit, no, that's not true. His neighbor's a gevir. And for Gevir to give a dinner, never a terrible line. Look to my bit, that's the same by Torah. If that's your achana, and that's your asada, then that's Lamayla. If someone does more than you, much more than you, but he could do more, looks at my bit, and he writes it out my furnace, he'll get punished for that. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, al yoinim lamatra, v'tachtoinim lamayla. And his muscle is frightening. You could have a person, I guess he means a balabas, that learns X amount of hours. On this world, who is he? What did he do? What did he accomplish? In this world, he's a nobody. In Yenevel, oh, you see lamayla. So that's his achon, and that's his chayt. And then you could have the person that learns a whole day. That's his muscle. But if he could do more. Here in this world, look what he produces. And he's in all the papers and all the tzetlach. But that's oylem ha-shekedik. That's shot in the Gemara's up to my bitch. We should never confuse the true definition of godless. Godless is and if someone is not zeicha to see what the Pesach Priskin was zeicha to see, it's also a ma'ila v'lein ma'id. I was once walking with Hamza Chaim Lebracha, who talking, and Mamish, I would say, out of the clear blue, he says, I read something today that I found very important. What? You must have read a letter, I don't know where he's taught. Stipler writes, people say about the Chazinis that he was a Tzvach HaKisim. So the Stipler said that Seker and Lashon Hara. This was uncharacteristic of their farm. Why was he going to fall from that? He says, you know what my stylus is? Because sometimes people live with a false view. They want to be a Chazinis. Meicha says you could be a Chazinis. And he feels the disciples said that because no one could be a chazinist. That's another sakana in this door. You know, in this door, on a Zaydav Zayn, don't get me wrong, this is a door of she'ifas. In yeshivas, the stress is and always is on godless, on steigen guys, on becoming godly Yisrael. When I say davzayin, if someone doesn't have ambitions, if someone doesn't have dreams, he'll never steig. And again, I say this again, there are times that a person sees the unimaginable and the unbelievable hasiyat of the Shemaya. And no one knows the full extent, the bracha atzuma of Mahabalat Haya Messiah Nisim. And that's all 100% true. And Bachrim, you have to dream, and you have to chalim for godless. I once said, Chazal Machayev, as Masri Agil Maisel Maisa Voisa. And Reza Pella, a baby. 8 years old, that cotton gadol year. That's why they're a yidin gedolim, because yidin has to eat it. Our greatest bracha is the she'ifas that we have and that we're infused with in the yeshiva. But remember that that's not the end. That's only a means. The end has to be to be koyche v'asagosei. Because how often we see Nebuch, a person dreams and dreams until he wakes up. And he wakes up to the very harsh reality of life. How often I hear this? I'm learning in Torah 5-7 years. And what did I do all these years? Where am I going? What happened to what I heard in yeshiva so many years? You can tell you, where am I? What did I do? Where am I holding more than when I learned 6 years ago? We forgot what Torah is. We forgot the schus of learning Torah. And all that became is what I became. That's a product of living in this Olam HaShekah, that greatness has become synonymous with titles. You know, a wise Machanach once said, you have to train the Bachrim to have she'ifas. But there has to be a contingency plan, an alternate plan. If it won't be this, it'll be that. let me add, you know what the contingency plan could be for every single person? If I won't be what I call him to be, at least I will be what the Eibishter wants me to be. Because that's the Simcha Ugovavcha L'Chaisa. And again, Cholim, and Cholim to be an Adam Gadol. And hopefully what you Cholim is what the Eibishter has in store for you. But if not, remember the Chiba and the Chesivus of being what the Eibishter wants you to be. Bachu once told his Rosh Hashiva, I have such a she'ifa to be a Chafetz Chaim. So the Rosh Hashiva chuckled and said, you know something? I don't think the Chafetz Chaim had a she'ifa to be a Chafetz Chaim. I think the Chafetz Chaim, I think what he meant, I'll upon him, the Chafetz Chaim had a she'ifa to learn the Eibishter's Torah. And the Eibishter saw that this is a person that could be a Chafetz Chaim. You want to be a Chafetz Chaim? Learn the Eibishter's Heilige Torah. And learn, like the Medrash says, day after day after day after day. There has to be she'ifas. There has to be goals. But the ultimate goal is to learn Torah Elikim. And to be zaycha to the Metzia that's called Seichel Elikus of Anon Nafsi Kativus Yehovah. That's the true Atzlacha. Only people live with that. How often it's a reality. He has a she'ifa to be a Rosh Hashiva. Wonderful. It's not going. And possibly design something else, a malamed, to go into business. And again, don't misunderstand me. She'ifas have to be. But does that, how many, I shouldn't say this, but I know people that after they were so depressed, they can't open the Gemara again. Because I didn't make it anyhow. So what am I doing? That's the tip that the Medrash is talking about. The goal is chayigiyah. The goal is what the Eibishter wants you to be. Kinas soifim tar b'chochma. Another problem that we have to speak about. A person wants to be the other person. How often is a person left with the kinas seifim? How often is a person left with only the kinas seifim that's not mar b'chachma? And you know what he's left with? What the Mishnah says, hakina that's moitiyas adam in ha'olam. What the chacham we call adam describes a life as a life of rikav atzamos kina. Because he forgot the true definition of atzlacha. Kinas Seifrim is an Eitzah, but it has to work. More often than not, Kinas Seifrim is not an Aliyah, but is a Yerida. It's not the Atzlacha, but it's the Nefila. The Tazbit on the Mishnah and Ovis, we speak about Kina, right, refers, Kinas Seifrim is a B'dievet. And he says, Kinas Seifrim is only, there's no other choice. But better, he said, better would be to learn Machmas Avas Halimut Atzmoy, the productive. And again, this is another product of this Olam HaSheker. The goal is to do your Koiches. Another Satana I see in this door, like someone has said, this is the door, the instant door. Everything in America is instant. The wide spectrum of things in life that we need are instant. Instant information, you could fax a letter instantly, you could become a millionaire instantly, win the lottery. Foods are instant, everything is instant. There's one thing, Rabbi, that's not instant. And that's also a lot, the message of this Medrash. Torah is not instant. Look at the Medrash, Taka. Look at the Rebbeinu Yonah, over and over the same thing. Learn today, learn tomorrow. Chol itoysav, chol rigoyav. There's no instant hatzlacha. It's called yoyim v'yoyim. People think there's an instant hatzlacha. That's an instant failure. The Goyin writes in the Evan Sleima, Perek Dalet, Pomim Odom Maschol Leilach B'derech Hayosha V'achas Achpir. He's talking about what the Goyim considers going on Derech HaYosra. But Nei Sekosela, it's too hard. So the Goyim recognizes this is an Oyver Hashem. And not only he stops, but the Goyim who Mistroyim Al Hashem Shlei Hayalei Shaitu Bismaya. The Yachal Yastainas, you promised Habolataya, where's the Messiah in Oysai? Zop the Goyim Al HaEmes who act my kilkul. It's his fault. Again, what we see today more often, the mentality that it has to be instant. Zuzak's instant, and the Abister said, it's the Amelis, it's the Nefesh Amel Omloloi. I say one more thought. One more thought I think that has to precede everything that we mentioned tonight. The Chacham Mikol Adam writes at the end of Mishlei, we refer to it as the Eishes Chayil. And Kayidua Rashi at the end of the Peret titles the whole Eishes Chayil going on Limud HaTorah. Dr. Pasik Kapa Parsala Oni. And Rashi teaches, that's the secret of success in Torah. Who doesn't want to know the secret of success in Torah? Who doesn't want to know that the Chacham Mikol Adam's advice to us on our Derech and Aliyah in Limud HaTorah? The teaches Rashi, what does it mean, Kappa Parsel Ani? The Misha Mesim Atmai Aleha Ka'ani Boihi Miskayana. For some reason, you have to be an Oni to succeed in Torah. What does he mean? Maybe only he's telling us, Rabbi Yisai, the secret of it all. The secret that has to really pervade throughout our lives. I think it's a very practical, day-to-day basis, the secret of our Hatzlacha. And I often wonder, I'm often pained is a better word. You see a very strange phenomenon. You see, for Yeshiva Bachim, really, really live a life of Asher Misa Moli Batoya. They understand it day in, day out, what Chazal say, Ein Toiva Latoya, and Ein Simcha Kisimcha Batoya. They live the life of the Rajva and Rabbi Kiva Ega. The endless joy in Eon in Amkus HaTorah. And then you see Mitamol, he loses it all. You see Nebuch, he's another one of the Elef Nichnes, but he's not from the Echad Yoitzah. He had it all. He was Toyim the Mesikus HaTorah. He was Toyim with the Archaim Taiches, the Samachta B'chol HaTorah. That if a person would see the Mesikus of Torah, how you mistagin and mislatin acharea, v'lo yechtev mu'um akesev v'zav, ki ha-Torah kodos kol taiv tevoyilam. And mit amol, you see, like the Maral Nebuch says, ki echad ha-asari amoret. Doesn't that hurt? But you know what makes the kasha even bigger? Because I have a more experience than you, I guess. You see a different group of people that never experienced a Rajbo or a B'kiva Eger. That are grappling and struggling for basics. And they have such an enthusiasm, such a bren, and such a chesik for every kleinekite. Today we're zoyche to see hundreds and thousands of Balei Tshuva, Yiborei Koyach. Halavai, I should deserve that title of a Baal Tshuva. People that a mom is starting from Aleph Beis. I'm only talking to them. L'chayre, please, what does that word mean, L'chayre? Mom is starting from scratch. Very, very far from a same kind of Al Baruch Be'er. And day in, day out, they struggle with all the different svarim and dictionaries, they're hurving on basics. It doesn't make sense. Bochum saw the same type in the speakers, and they get quotes that's offensive, burnt out, and these Dibori Koyach go year after year. You know what the answer is? And you know what the secret of our success is? What the Chacham Mikol Adam said so brilliantly. Tafa parsa la'oni, l'misha meisim atme aleka oni. Those balei tshuva that starving, loy lechem v'loy moyim kim l'shmoya divrei Hashem. Those Dibori Koyach fit the description of the officer of Nassim, that the Keser Torah is given to the one that feels Hoy Kol Soma L'chul Amoyim. When every truffle vasa, every bar Torah is so precious by them. They're starving L'shmoya Es Divrei Hashem. Another word, another tight word. It's such a Hoyin Rav. And isn't that what Torah of the Etzem is? The Medjus Taitis Agilav and Ismach HaBach. Zot the Medjus. Bach is Chaf Beis Oisi Yisrael Torah. Sir Rabban Zechon Al-Rach once said, what's the Pshat? Because if someone would know what a Vart Torah is, if someone would know what an Ois Torah is, he would know of his past Nagila V'Nismacha, even on an Ois, even on the Chaf Beis Oisi Yisrael Torah, that's the Simchas Torah. Those Dibori Koyach are living a life of Megila V'Nismach HaBach. The Chav Beis Oisius gives them such a brain and such a chesik that will go on this 120. The Pam used to say he was very close to Fisgal. Fisgal was Nebuchadgadol, that was taken in the prime of his life, but he was a Mesunadik Gadol. Rapam said his godless was a member of Rapam's Lashon as the Gefreit of Yedda Brekel, as his word Torah was so precious. A few months ago, before Shavuos, I spoke for an Olam. I spoke about the union of Chesivus HaTorah, and I said when someone has Chesivus HaTorah, so you could see he was mamish, he was enjoying, I don't like to speak about my own words, but I was saying words, he was enjoying every word of Chazal that I said. Mamish, you could see he was taking in mamish every single word. He looked different than the rest. He looked like a very intelligent, very professional, the way he dressed, different than the rest of the Olam. And I could see after this is after something unusual. When I finished speaking, he came over to me, can I talk to you? I said, sure. So he tells me like this. He says, you know, I recently became observant. In other words, he just became firm. So I had problems understanding what you said, but basically, I guess he's very intelligent. I made out the gist of your words. There's one phrase that you used over and over. I don't know what it means. Can you explain it? He says, yeah, tell me what I said. You kept on saying those words, Messias Nefesh, couldn't even pronounce it, and the other, I said, Simchas Nefesh, right? What did that mean? You know what I wanted to tell him? You know what I wanted to cry out? You're asking me what it means, Messias Nefesh? You don't know what Messias Nefesh is. You are Messias Nefesh. You personify your whole essence of Messias Nefesh. He told me what his profession was. He's a brilliant, brilliant lawyer in the prime of his life. He reached the peak in his career. He's midlife, he's Baruch 50. And he reduced himself to learning Aleph-Beis. He's holding by the Chav Beis Oisius of Torah. You ask me what Mesirat Nefesh is, your whole Mahus, your whole very being is Mesirat Nefesh. Imagine a person, the top of the world, in the Narish world, and now he became mamish, like a barbeyav, a kinnik in Chedah. But you know what I did tell him? You know why? You're going to grow and grow, and every year is going to be more beautiful and more beautiful, because you have Simchas HaNefesh. You cherish and you treasure and you value every Yediyah. You are Messiah's Nefesh, and you're going to have a life of Simchas HaNefesh. This is the person that's holding by the basics of Nagila V'Nizmach on the Chav Beis Oisius. He is living Haikol Tzomer L'Chumoyim. Every breath is so valuable. And this is that in the pasuk. We have no Hasaga Baruch Hashem, what it means an Ani. But an Ani doesn't have what to eat, doesn't have to survive. An Ani is the one that every breath is so important, every crumb, every morsel is Chiyas itself. An Ani is the one that when he finds a little piece, it's literal Chayim Heim L'Moiseihem. Zot Chacham Mikol Adam. Who Kafa Parsal Ani? Who is Torah given over for? It's not the biggest kishin, it's not the yichus, it's not the chorus, it's the one that Tresich Megad the Brekula. It's the one that Simchas HaNefesh on every Yediyah. It's the one that's living a life of L'Rav Alechem, L'Tzom Alamoyim, Ki M'Shmoyah Tzvei Hashem. It's the one that has the ability to be Nagila V'Nizmecha on his Chelik in Torah, and is not caught up by the Yotav Atzom and Shkina. He's the one that Zoycha to Kesef Torah, because he's the one that's living a life of Tzemoyah and Mishmar Hashem, and every Yediyah and every Rashi and every Tosfos is Chayim Heim L'Motzeyehem. That's the answer. Those Gibayi Koyach, those Balei Tshuva, appreciate, they still have the right perspective on a Vor Torah. It's natural. It's natural when someone knows what Torah is, what Anochi is, how he could phrase it, and live a life of Simchas HaNefesh. And even when he's going through such Messiah's Nefesh, he's so consumed with the Simchas HaNefesh of Yedavar Torah. You know why Abaron was the one that Zoycha to build Torah in America? Because Abaron Freizich of Yedda Brekula. A bacher was once walking and he saw on a Tuesday morning Abaron was dancing in the office. Very strange, he looks in, there's no one there. So Abaron noticed him and called him in. So you're probably wondering why am I dancing? Because I had a beer agron chayshim mitzvah, it was Simon Lamed Bey. And for years I didn't understand it, and now I understand it. Shouldn't I dance? That's Kafa Parsal Ani, Lemisa Mesa Matli. Was there a bigger Giba in Torah? Was there a bigger Ois in Torah like a Baron? But he was an Ani. He was Mesa Matli Ka Ani. Every brekel, every word, every word was such an Ois by him. And Bachem, that's the way we would be. Because that's through the Eidus and Neda person. That he's mastered the Vor Torah. It's only when we get caught up with that misguided, that misplaced, that inappropriate ta'ifa, or sometimes it's that counterproductive kinna that only results in the tava tzomas kinna. Or sometimes it's the product of living in the olam hasheker that we judge people by titles, that we lose the chasivis. Because after all is said and done, after you know what to avoid, you have to know the secret is Simcha HaTorah. Simcha in every Vor Torah. The Pam said, Shem B'Sasem, as I later found, Chaim Volozhin, the Rechaim says this. One of the Kinyanei Torah Sameach B'Chelkoi, Zot of Chaim and the Sasem, it's going on Ruchnius and learning also. Because when someone prays with what he has Chizik to go on. And Avada, this is very careful, you have to be careful. Mistapik Bamur is Khorbin. But Sameach with your Chalik, what the Avista wants from you. Praisech with what you have. Praisech what the Avista gave you. Every verse, every Taisis, every Gemara is a Kenyan. Abzulin, Das, one of the Talmidim of Yisrael, of the Alta from Kelim, once went to his Rebbe, to the Alta, and the Alta turned to him and says, Ruland, Mr. Harasha? He was more than shocked. So the Alta explained, you're in a yeshiva. You're learning Torah. And the Alta said, what's a yeshiva? So the Alta is lost in the Heimlich of Lashon, and the Alta was, a yeshiva is a makam of Medushnei Oinig. It's a makam, the Alta said, is Gan Eden. Why isn't the Simcha radiating from your face? Why isn't your face beaming with Simcha? You're a Medushnei Oinig, you're in a Gan Eden. Why don't I see it? Why can I read it all over your face? That's what I meant, Vula, Mr. Harasha. If we see people that they don't have the Simcha because they've forgotten what true Hatzlacha is, they've forgotten that most important message of the Medrash. Freizich, what the Eibishter wants you to be. Realize Erich Atzmai, realize Malosoi. Freizich with another day of Torah Salikim. You know, sometimes we have a good seder, we learn 4, 5, 6 hours. We walk out of Beis Medrash, and maybe subconsciously we think, you know, the Eibishter should really have Yochel send me a Yashikaya. But you know, Chazal looked at such a day. And the Chunya ben Akana, I can't describe his learning. And you know what his reaction when he left the Beis Medrash? He's mechayev us all to say, Moidani lefanecha, thank you, Eibishter, for another day in Beis Medrash. And I guarantee you, when someone has that attitude, he'll never have the sver titan, the problem that plagues an Eitaira. Whether it's the Bach or the Balabas or the Kalyan Gaman, when someone is Moidani lefanecha, he prays for what he has. That's the secret. We're Medushnei Oinek. We are living in a Gan Eden. Our face and our mood and our has to reflect that. Remember our voice. Remember the lesson of the Rambam, the Avastar of Nostan, that the glorious Keser Torah is Munach, is Oimid, is Muchan for each and every one of us. And Kol Misa Reitza Lito Yavai V'Yito. There's nobody that can be Zoichah the true Keser Torah. The Atzlacha is Kol Tzomo L'chul Amoyim. To praise Ech Mediyad Zabrekel. Praise Ech for what you are if you're using your Koyches. Every Yediyah is a source of Simcha and every Brekel is an Atzlacha. To be the Abol Atayah. To experience the unimaginable Messiah in Oysai. And then you'll see how emes it is. Ki koray ve'lecha hadava ma'oi v'ficha u'bevavcha la'seisa.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.